Cuomo convinced members of the independent board that oversees horse racing in New York to agree to a restructuring. It will give the governor the majority of appointees on a new, slimmed-down board. The move comes after a series of controversies at the troubled New York Racing Authority, which led to the recent firing of its president and top legal counsel over allegations that NYRA knowingly withheld millions of dollars owed to bettors.
We have to work to restore the public trust with NYRA. There have been a series of episodes, as I said, a long history of them, but a series of recent episodes also where that have shaken the public trust.
NYRA, formed in the 1950s, has had a long history of battling governors and the legislature. In recent years, it's been forced to declare bankruptcy and was even indicted on fraud and conspiracy charges. In the past few weeks, Cuomo and his aides have accused top NYRA officials of deliberately overcharging gamblers who won what's known as exotic wagers, like trifectas, by $8.5 million, they say, because NYRA failed to comply with changes to the state's tax laws. Cuomo's inspector general began an investigation. After the latest controversy, Cuomo's aides ordered the state lottery division to withhold slot machine payments earned at Aqueduct Racetrack worth about $3 million a month, starving the financially shaky NYRA from a vital source of revenue. NYRA board member Charles Waite, who represented the board at the announcement, was full of praise for the governor and his actions.
The New York Racing Association supports this legislation wholeheartedly, and this governor, in his efforts to ensure the first-class thoroughbred racing in New York is built on a solid foundation for now and carrying on into the future, so the livelihoods of so many people who depend on racing is protected and that necessary revenues to the state of New York are enhanced.
The changes mean the governor will gain control over NYRA for a crucial 3 years, during a time he plans to remake the gambling industry in New York State. Cuomo is seeking a constitutional amendment to allow up to 7 new non-Indian gambling casinos in the state, and he's proposed an enormous convention center and gambling parlor at the Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens.
This is going to have a dramatic effect on racing. And if we're really smart, we figure out how to bring these pieces together and develop a synergy between racing, gaming, etc.
During the time he controls the board, the governor wants a closer look at allegations of trainers and owners using drugs to boost horses' racing performances and sometimes resulting in the horses' deaths. The announcement comes days before the third leg of the Triple Crown race at Belmont, where it's possible that there will be the first Triple Crown winner since 1978, and 2 months before the start of the summer Saratoga thoroughbred racing season. Cuomo says the events are not related.
The timing happens to be coincidental.
The governor says he will attend the Belmont race on June 9th if his schedule allows it. Cuomo was joined at the announcement by legislative leaders. They say they intend to pass the bills to restructure NYRA as soon as the governor has them ready. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.